Welcome to the Docs Who Lift podcast, where we distill and simplify the complexities of a healthy lifestyle, exercise, medicine, and weight loss. We're excited to bring you a podcast that's a prescription for clinical practice, scientific recommendations, and just real life. This is the Docs Who Lift podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the Docs Who Lift podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Spencer Dolsky. I got my co-host, Dr. Carl. This is a hot take on the Surpass CVOT, which was looking at Mounjaro.
That was a CVOT.
CVOT. Cardiovascular outcome trial. It's looking at Mounjaro versus Trulicity or Tirzepatide versus Dulaglutide, or some would say Dulaglutide. I don't know at this point anymore. Pretty cool trial because Eli Lilly, who we don't make money from yet. We make money from Novo Nordisk. It was last month. I shilled it out.
Ironically, anyway, you told them to cut down their prices and they told you to get lost and still gave you all the money.
Yeah. So I'm just going to keep making money by telling them to lower their prices. So this is cool because they took a chance. Eli Lilly took a chance. Dulaglutide Trulicity in the Rewind trial, which I'm sure my brother can go over very quickly, did show that dulaglutide or Trulicity helped lower cardiovascular events in those with type 2 diabetes and a history of cardiovascular disease, or just type 2 diabetes?
Well, it was type 2 diabetes and high risk.
High risk.
So the way they try to promote it to some degree is because it's a hint of like almost primary prevention, if that makes any
Rewind,
sense.
Right?
The Rewind trial, so Trulicity. And so, this was published several years ago. I think it's been like 6 years. It was like right before COVID hit. And so, of course, they compete with Ozempic, which had a reduction in cardiovascular events in their trial. And prior to that, the first one ever to show it in these types of medications was several years ago with the daily liraglutide, also from Novo, known as Victoza back then. And in that trial, I was actually there. I talk about this all the time because it was like being a nerd at a rock concert. We all got swept into the huge place at the American Diabetes Association to look at the LEADER trial, and that had substantial cardiovascular risk reduction in people with type 2 diabetes and essentially established heart disease. But then in the dulaglutide or Trulicity trial, it was not just established cardiovascular disease. It also had people with type 2 diabetes and very high cardiovascular risk. And so they hadn't had heart attacks and strokes yet, which, of course, those people have the highest risk.
Okay. So fast forward to Surpass CVOT. We only have top line results. We talk about how this is kind of annoying because we don't actually have the study. We'll go over the study when it comes out. So this is a quick hot take on these results. But they compared the two, and there's something called non-inferiority and then superiority types of trials where they want to basically, they didn't have a placebo here. They were trying to show that if it's at least in the realm of dulaglutide, then it's got to, there's a, what do they call the way they propose it is that if it were compared to a placebo, it would have been XYZ. I can't remember how they stated it.
Right. Well, they do that eventually. They have what they called a pre-specified indirect analysis of they use the Rewind trial from the Trulicity. They have patient matched patient level data, and certainly it looked like it would. They call it a putative placebo.
Putative placebo. So there wasn't a placebo in this trial, but they mathematically figured out if there would have been based on the old trial and how they did. So what is the bottom line? Was it as good as Trulicity?
Yeah, tell you what. So it's interesting because didn't the media headlines kind of go, oh, it's barely as good, and then everyone got disappointed?
Well, yeah, there's some smart doctors online. I'm like, kidding me? This is a non-inferiority. It didn't. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, so let's talk about the baseline. So similar to the Trulicity trial Rewind, it wasn't just everybody with established cardiovascular disease. Now, 65% of them had known coronary heart disease. Almost half of them had had a heart attack in the past. 19% had had a stroke. 25% actually had peripheral artery disease, but not everyone had established disease. But what they showed was that it was at least not inferior to Trulicity. And in fact, it was just barely statistically not significant to be a little bit better, because the hazard ratio was 0.92, meaning relative to Trulicity, it was an 8% risk reduction of any heart attack, stroke, or cardiovascular death. Now, I actually think that's pretty good, because it's not inferior. And we know that while it had a lot better weight loss, just like we would expect, and it did have better kidney protection, probably expected, and certainly a lot better hemoglobin A1C of 1.7 versus 0.9% glycemic reduction, that these medications have been shown to have cardiovascular protection, risk reduction, regardless of their potency for blood sugars and weight. You know, remember the old one that was taken off the market,
Apraglutide,
which really was kind of wimpy for weight loss and blood sugar, and so it just didn't make it in the market of all these different types of meds. But it actually had a very favorable cardiovascular risk reduction. So the fact that this even had a trend of a better hazard ratio, and it just barely crossed what we call the confidence interval, so it wasn't statistically significant, I say is not just reassuring, but it's at least reassuring, I guess. It's pretty darn good. And then, of course, the what was statistically significant in a secondary outcome was the time to all-cause death. So the hazard ratio was 0.84. So a 16% reduction compared to Trulicity in time to death. And that was statistically significant.
That's a pretty big deal. I think people need to understand, too, that this is the first time looking at a co-receptor agonist, a twin cretin, the GLP/GIP co-agonist. We didn't know what the GIP component did in terms of cardiovascular outcomes. We assumed that with the baseline GLP-1, it would probably have been great. But I think this is something that is reassuring, that like, hey, there's nothing bad going on with the GIP. And in fact, it looks like it may be additive of some sort.
Yeah.
Perhaps a bit better. We don't know if it's weight independent. We don't know, because they did lose more weight compared to the dulaglutide.
Yeah. So, yeah, they had more weight loss, better glycemic control, better kidney reduction. You know, and a lot of the talk around these, we get into this cardiorenal metabolic disease stuff. It's really the heart, the kidneys, the liver, the weight, the insulin resistance, the blood pressure, the lipids, all of it goes together. It's all kind of a similar disease process. And so, a lot of this gets into the kidneys, and, you know, of course, the nephrologists are going to say, all right, of course, it's the most important, and yeah, you reduce kidney risk, you reduce heart risk. You know, the cardiologist might say opposite, and then, of course, you know, I'll vouch for the endocrinologist and say, yeah, we're the martyrs that just say it's all of it, and we're going to treat the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good. This is our quick hot take. This drug might actually reduce your risk of dying. That's pretty cool. It's my favorite drug, tirzepatide. All hail Terzi. Eli Lilly, where's our check?
I can't wait until Novo takes their check back from you.
Where's
now
our check? They can't. It's just sorry, the it's non.
You know, and I know they're gonna. the reps are gonna be
kind of on Jorma.
They always like when we talk about them, one way or the other. But
shout out obviously to our interested medical science liaisons, by the way. I love them regardless. Yeah. From Novo and Lilly, love you all.
Well, I have great reps, by the way. I have awesome reps. So I love my reps. I love my scientific liaisons. You've not had as good a luck.
I have a great Novo rep. She is my national rep. So I needed somebody that wasn't local. I needed somebody in all 50 states. So they've done well. I asked Lily, I go, where's my 50 stater? And they're like, all right, hold on a second. Let's find it. I go, because my local one hadn't been super helpful. But honestly, I love the liaisons. They're great. So anyway, anybody listening to this, top line results, we will in fact, it would be great if maybe we can get another trialist on here to discuss.
We'll see who the authors are and see if we can get somebody once it's published.
Yeah. Love to get into the nitty gritty of the whole non-inferiority and superiority testing that they did. It's just really interesting how they set this up. But again, reassuring, if you have friends, family, anybody that's taking these medicines, you might want to send them this one to say, hey, Mounjaro. It's Mounjaro. People say Mounjaro. It's Mounjaro, which is the same molecule peptide as Zepbound, tirzepatide, both exactly the same, but this one is branded for type 2 diabetes. So in those with type 2 diabetes and a history of cardiovascular disease.
Or very high risk.
Or very high risk.
And we'll see how that divvies out in that when they split the hairs and all that stuff and post hoc analyses later on when they publish it, how
Perfect.
That pans out.
Here's our outro, everyone. Go get some Mounjaro.
This podcast is for entertainment and education and information purposes only. Remember, the physicians on this podcast are not your physician. It should not be considered professional or personalized medical advice. It should not be used to replace speaking with your physician or medical professional to discuss your specific health concerns. The topics discussed should not be used solely to diagnose or treat any condition. As a result, we are not responsible for any unwanted medical outcomes. The views and opinions discussed are of those of the host only and do not represent those of any other entities. We'll